changes every single time because I always forget what I'm singing. All right, so this is our last song. This is called Beautiful Death, and this is also off of Lackluster. And again, we are Aaron Nocturna from Boston. And I am Davis Stark. There's Ali Frost and Morte.
And I'm Meister Morte. Thank you for listening, Radioland.
Yes, exactly. He's got such a great voice for radio, doesn't he?
Oh, shucks.
yeah, so if you like what you hear, please follow us on the Facebook at Aaron Nocturna, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you like to get your music from. We are all over the place.
Wherever your stream lands, we'll be there.
Correct. Exactly. And this song is off of Lackluster called Beautiful Death.
Thank you.
it. Thank you very much.
Cheers, folks.
We'll be right back. Thank you. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Hogs from Quintain Americana, and Gravity Will Break Our Bones from Gentleman Hall, and Some They Try from The Shills. And before that, we heard Era Nocturna play a live set in Studio D, and now they're here in Studio A.
Hello.
Guys, we're on. That's our cue.
Hello.
Put on your power hat.
You guys do not look exactly like some other band.
The doppelganger band of Massachusetts.
These allegations are scandalous and offensive, and I want my attorney.
That other band just needs to stop.
Yeah, no, I need to stop.
We might resemble in some way Frost of Doom.
A little bit.
Who were here some time ago.
The singers metamorphosized in the bass players. Yeah. We morphed into... She has the blonde hair, I have the black hair, and
I think you're all changelings, and
we're not human.
I think you all three change into each other.
No, we're not human at all.
He's got to play the fae card.
Yes. Well, I'm a vampire. What are you talking about?
Okay. But in all seriousness, yes, we're kind of a configuration of convenience in that sense, where, well, we're all musicians, we all have our own projects, so we may as well just collaborate.
It's like a really nice relationship.
Pretty much.
If it makes sense, it makes sense.
We're going to have to start disguising ourselves with wigs and different outfits.
That's
just
the plan.
Just to make the audience believe long enough that we're different bands. But hey, thanks for having us back. And thanks for having us here for the first time and also back.
I'm very glad to have you guys in whatever configuration.
Thank you so much.
Cheers,
thanks.
Man. How you been?
Great. Yeah, I haven't been here the whole time. I do other stuff.
Like what?
I don't know.
You're interviewing the interviewer.
Sometimes I go to shows. I went to one of your shows.
You did, and that was marvelous of you. You actually saw both bands.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
That was at Machine.
Where was I? I don't even remember that.
You were at Machine with us.
I was, but I don't remember.
You were playing bass.
You were singing.
And then singing.
Wow, okay.
Man, we could just tell her anything right now. She'll believe us.
Well, she just, you know, did a great job singing, so
thank you.
She can do whatever she wants.
I've always enjoyed your I always describe your voice as dusky, and I like it as a... I don't know, it just sounds like... It sounds like the impending night.
Well, and that's what Era Nocturna is. Yeah. It's the forever darkness.
It's like Shirley Manson meets Siobhan Fahey from Shakespeare's Sister.
Where's my checkbook? Mm-hmm. I gotta pay these guys.
That's high praise, Allie.
It's definitely a unique voice, and that's like... If you have a unique voice, then you won some sort of lottery.
I agree.
You guys can't see, but I'm like turning red right now.
We can hear the redness over the radio.
Oh my!
But yeah, it's been quite a ride. I kind of joined this project a little late. It didn't normally have guitars in it.
No, and it's funny because Morte actually met me at a show that I was doing back in 2011 Pittsfield, and he just happened to show up and. We started talking, and he handed me like a stack of CDs. Like, I'm in this band, I'm in this band, I'm in this band, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Basically.
And we just stayed friends. And then I fired my entire band and like quit in 2012. And then we ended up deciding to work together decided to stop having a tantrum and go back to music. And you know, here he came, and then Allie joined. And
us musicians are of fragile emotional states at the best of times, so tantrums are to be expected.
Yeah, I'm good at those.
And you adept even, but I'm really
expert level.
I'm really grateful that that this new life has been breathed into this project, that you're releasing new stuff, and even more honored that Allie and I get to be a part of it.
Yeah,
and I hope to join you in the studio soon to hopefully maybe revamp some of these songs.
Heck yeah, that's the plan. Eventually is to kind of do a revisit of my older material and bring these guys in to actually help me kind of flesh it out a little bit more, because I've been doing everything myself for 20 years. So it's a little boring. So it would be nice to have some partners in the studio, because it's lonely.
Man, session work is definitely lonely.
Yeah.
So Dave, why don't you tell us about some of the origins of Era Nocturna? How did you get started? What your inspirations were? And about your international travel as well.
No pressure, really. Era Nocturna started in 99, actually. I was 18 years old. I was going to school at the New England Institute of Art, and I was also working for a band in New York City as a promoter. And they were an industrial band, and I was in the scene in New York quite a lot. And I knew I wanted to do music because I've been playing music since I was six. So
wow.
We're talking a long time. And I wanted to do my own thing. And I started messing around with different sequencing programs like FL Studio, Cubase, Rebirth. We're like going way back now. And I...
Just, you heard they're loving this.
Yeah, right. And I had like the crappiest computer ever. It was like, I don't even know. It was like a Pentium 1. It was awful. Like it would probably explode now if I turned it on. But yeah, I started messing around in the studio and I came up with what ended up becoming my first EP, Prelude. And the first song I ever wrote was called Electrocution Evolution. And like people who go way back, they know that song and they're always yelling at me to re-release it. But the masters are gone.
Now I want to hear it.
I have it somewhere. It'll happen. I randomly started making music and I put it on mp3.com and people were like, this is pretty good. I'm like, really? Wow. Oh, they like me. So, and I was a terrible singer at the time because I just didn't believe in myself at all. And I was like throwing like so much effect on it that like it, you couldn't even tell there were vocals. Like it was just like, what are you saying? And I'm like, words. Stuff I don't know.
There's a market for that though.
The
being thrown down a well mix of vocals.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Hundred in the Hands does that, and it sounds amazing.
Shoegaze, black metal. Like yeah, it's got it all.
Well, and the funny thing is, Era Nocturna was supposed to be a metal band when I first started.
Okay.
And
isn't it always the way?
Isn't it?
Supposed to be a metal band.
It was, and
you get
I
into the waves.
I couldn't find any people to do music with, so I was just doing demos because I was listening to Moonspell at the time, and I was like,
yeah,
Moonspell, and so yeah, like I couldn't find anybody. Like, you know, you had like paper bands, like everybody on paper, you know, like you're gonna do this, this, and this, but sure. Nobody followed through, nobody would show up for rehearsals, and I was like, well, I can't do it all myself. I suck.
Like with a lot of things in life, it's such a journey to find the right people to mm-hmm. to make your project work.
Yeah, and sometimes you find the right people and then they suck. And you know,
well,
as people,
they're not the right people.
Well, they're right for now people.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, that's true. They can sometimes be right for the occasion, and then you realize like, okay, now I've outgrown these people.
Yeah.
Or, well, maybe outgrown is not a good term. I've changed.
Gotten sick of their crap. Like,
I'm trying to be nice to these imaginary people.
You don't need to be nice.
They have imaginary feelings.
No, we talk trash in this band. It's okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so anyway, the whole metal thing just didn't work out, and I just said, well, I'm going to throw these out here as demos just to see what people think. They liked it, as was. I didn't even know what Dark Wave was back then. I didn't know what... I knew goth music like Sisters of Mercy and The Cure and everything, but I didn't know what I was doing was something that people would listen to, period. And yeah, it just kind of developed from that point. Prelude came out and people dug it, and that was like 2001. And then I started working on Lackluster, and by 2008, Lackluster came out, and people were like, holy crap, this is really good. We love this. And I'm like, great. And back then, MySpace was a thing. And somehow I wound up with like 50,000 fans on MySpace. And
you mean it's not still a thing?
Uh-oh.
Where have
you been?
Yeah, sir, no. That's the joke. So, you do have something going for you. You have a knack for writing simple, catchy songs, and that's one of the best ways to make successful music, in my view.
Careful, I might actually get some self-esteem here with all these compliments.
Well, we're all going to be bearing witness to it on the radio.
Awesome.
The formation of a goth girl's confident.
Right. So what, the international travel? What about that?
I just know that you have a very, you have a knack for going international, especially you have an affinity for Germany.
Yeah.
You've been getting involved in those scenes.
This is correct.
She's a Russian asset. I'm kidding.
You're not supposed to say that on the air, man. They're going to come for me, man. Oh, no, there's a black van outside.
No, I think... I think it contributes to your musical style, and because have you ever had your music described as European? Because that's happened to me a lot.
All the time.
I feel like part of the reason I love working with you is that one reason.
Yeah.
Like, because we, the filthy Americans do not care for our music.
No, they don't get it. But Germany does. Germany gets it. Russia gets it.
So what is it about those scenes that you enjoy?
It's electronic and
supersonic.
Electronic, it's supersonic. It's like Russia's a party culture. I mean, I spent like 2 years ago, I was in Russia for like, I'm sorry, Germany is a party culture. Mm-hmm. Russia is a drinking culture.
Party.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, Germany is party culture. I mean, they have like pop-up clubs in like the U-Bahn stations. And like, I remember one day I was walking up the street to one of the hotels my friends was staying at. And I saw this like massive dance party happening in a parking lot. And they had a U-Haul truck with a bunch of PA speakers out the back, and they're just having a great time. And it's just like the middle of the day, and they're drinking their beers. And
that's amazing.
I was like, oh my God, I'm in the right place, man.
Is that when you fell in love?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I did. I fell in love with the city. But I mean, there's certain parts of Germany I don't like. But
well, naturally.
I mean, that's me. I get happy with something, and then I'm like, no, I don't like it anymore. It's too cool. And then I go hipster. And but no, I like the club scene in Germany. It's like pretty much like they go hard. They go all night. It's all electro all the time, and metal too, but but they have like some incredible producers over in Germany, like Chris Pohl from Blutengel, Sven Friedrich from Solarfake. You have Ulrich Schnaus from Ulrich Schnaus. I mean, that's just to name a few, but the like Germans know how to make music.
Yeah, that the cover of Kraftwerk. More Than This, mm-hmm. also very fun to play, by the way.
Thanks.
I think I developed a greater appreciation for that song and Solarfake thanks to you.
Great.
What inspired you to cover that song in particular?
Well, I got into Solarfake in 2017 by listening to the song I Don't Want You in Here off their album Another Manic Episode. Mm-hmm. And so I started to dive into their catalog, and the album Frontiers is what More Than This came off of. And the hook is just incredible.
It's off the hook?
It's off the hook. It's a hook that's off the hook. But just, I love the synth line. That main synth line just really grabbed me, and I had quit music by that point. I was just in my head. I was never going to make music again. But I heard that song, and I was like, I really want to cover this. I really love it. So I tried it just to see if I could. And there it is. And then I emailed the singer, and I said, hey, can I cover your song and release it? And he was like, absolutely. And he listened to it. He's like, I love it. So
isn't that a wonderful feeling?
That's awesome.
It was like super flattering. And then I met him in person couple months later, and he was like, I really loved it. And I'm like, I was totally jet lagged, so I was like completely like, I don't know, I made a goon out of myself. But you know,
I would like to think that everybody understands jet lag and how it reduces us to a fraction of ourselves.
Yeah, it's very depleting. Anyway, yeah
thank you for telling us all that day.
You're welcome.
And where can we check out your music? Because I think a lot of people might be hearing this and being like, all right, so who is this lady in Era Nocturna, what's going on?
So yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Era Nocturna, Era Nocturna. Mm-hmm. And then you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, like literally anywhere you look it up. And
MySpace.
It's probably on MySpace still. Mm-hmm. There's probably like an old archived
asking
version.
The hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, no, it's probably there. It's probably on Friendster, if you remember that. Like, yeah.
Was aware of. Yeah. Awesome, yes. Everybody, please, and I'm not even just saying this because I am in the band. I was a fan of Era Nocturna when I met them. It was an honor to see them, to play with them before when I was meandering through my own projects. So please just give a listen. It's just a stream. It's just a click. You can do it. I recommend it.
It's free. It's free. Just
but
stream
clicking
it.
Is so hard.
If they can click like on a post, they can press play on Spotify.
I'll do it tomorrow.
No, do it now. Do it now. And so we also, while we're saying do it now, we have a show coming up in February, on February 20th at
Indeed.
The Jungle in Somerville. And we'd love
awesome.
It for people to come out and check us out. And Frost of Doom is going to be playing. So Not Us is going to be on stage.
Great combination.
Yeah. And then we're also going to have a great mm-hmm. band called Melt is going to be there. And then Morte's other band, Black Soul Seraphim, which I'm in love with.
Which is
with.
An actual metal band.
Thank you. Yes, they had... They were kind enough to squeeze us in there.
Yeah, if you like Tiamat and artists like that, like Black Soul is for you.
Metal in the Jungle, that sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you got to bring
Machete.
Very
often there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be a good show. It's
going to be an interesting combo, though, electro and metal.
But, yeah, it's one of those going to challenge the audience a little bit, but...
But the show that Morte and I met at was like that. We had a bunch of different... Like, we had, like, a folk metal thing going on, like, because with Forever Autumn was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a very cool act.
And then we had Virtual Intelligence, which was, like, super industrial.
I haven't heard from them in a long time.
They put out an album recently-ish.
We're totally plugging everybody else here because that's how we...
Well, that's what it's all about.
That's how we
showing
do.
Showing appreciation.
That's how we do.
It is all about...
means we
our,
like it.
Our valued listeners as well as the people who live this stupid and and just frustrating lifestyle of being a musician.
Yeah, it's a very thankless job.
We could have been born with other talents, like building things.
Well, I worked in medicine for a while, and still, I just was like, no.
Yeah.
Now you give music as your medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't die. Listen to this song. I understand you.
But that is a shot of Error Nocturna.
That is, I mean, I think that's why we try to defer to just praising other people, because without them, we wouldn't quite be where we are.
That's true.
It has to be much more about them than us.
Mm-hmm. And plus, I hate promoting myself, so I'd rather promote other people, so...
You can allow them the privilege of hearing you.
Correct.
That's the only way I've been able to look at hyping myself at all. Is convincing myself like, no, I'm not taking away their time, or their resources by saying my album's available or anything like that. Like, no, I'm giving them a chance to hear me if they're interested.
Please listen.
I'm still getting there. With it, excuse me. I know being a promoter is necessary in this whole business, and you'd think after about 10 years I'd get the hang of it, but you know.
Yeah.
Some people. I guess there's three people in the world. There's some who get it, some who get it sooner, and some who never get it.
Right.
I'm hoping to be in the middle category.
I think you do. I think you got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What was your favorite song?
I think the second one, and then the cover.
If Only I Could is one of the best songs Error Nocturna has. It's super catchy. I love playing it.
I got it played. We were fortunate enough to have it played at Overdrive recently.
Really?
Released.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you about that.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't have memory. Like, I have,
It's one of my favorite nights in Boston now is Overdrive.
Nice.
Actually, they're getting so popular. I hope they move to downstairs in the Middle East, because upstairs is getting crowded.
I need to go to that sometime.
Oh, it's so fun.
So there was this really cool band that was in here earlier, and I interviewed them. They're
Violet
called
Knox.
Violet Knox.
Yeah. And we chatted with them. They were cool.
When you guys started, they were like, is this live? Oh my God, this is so good. And they were dancing in the hallway.
No
they
way.
Loved it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I just friended her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. New friends. Yay.
Yeah, they were chill. I enjoyed speaking with them.
Well, yeah, and they're synth people like me. So we were geeking out talking about
these
gear.
Strange electronic humans.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut me, I bleed white.
I'm out of my depth with this
Cyborg.
Stuff, too. It's like, I plug the guitar into the amp and I play things. That's me.
Through pedals.
That's as far as... The only reason I'm on pedals is because of Allie's generous influence.
Well, pedals are synthesizers, though.
I like that she
She's all like,
sounds.
Hey, did you know that you can make things sound more ghostly and awesome if you just use this reverb pedal? And I'm like, I'm like poppycock, my dear.
But now you love the reverb
As you
pedal.
See, my amp has a reverb thing that goes up to 10. That's two whole digits. But no, but I've come to appreciate pedals much more.
They are amazing.
I'm slow to adapt to most technologies.
Mm.
But I get there sometimes.
You're about to be.
Yeah. And it's nice to see these electronic artists connecting. I was really enjoying some of the stuff you were playing that was being played earlier. I'm not sure if it was you playing it. Allie and I have added a much more rock element to these Error Nocturna performances, which has been making it all the more exciting. Allie lays down these killer grooves, and I get to do these nice guitar flourishes, and it's always just a good time.
Yeah, and it pumps me up, because like when Allie's music or Allie's bass starts going, and it just like really gets me going, and then you start playing the guitar, I'm like, yes, I want to fight.
So, you know, that is the appropriate response to liking
dance
any movie.
And fight.
My
any
Viking
music,
blood starts coming out, and I'm like, yes, let's do this.
Horns are starting to poke out.
Right? Like, my shield Perfect. Comes up, and I turn into Lagurtha, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm going to get you into armor and fighting if it kills me.
I'm going to do it.
Where was I going?
We were talking
about the rock.
We were talking about the rock element.
I was going to say something really inspiring and uplifting, and I just remembered. So you know what this is, Day? This is you realizing that you're not alone and that you're experiencing the thrill of finally working with other people.
I know. My isolation is ending.
Mm-hmm.
I might actually become happy. No more Era Nocturna. It's going to be Era Lux.
Yes. Which still kind of sounds cool, honestly.
It's probably a band already called that. And you know, maybe that'll be my side project. And it'll just be like Era Nocturna, but not in minor keys.
No, Samael has an album called Lux Mundi.
Yeah. I'll just rewrite the album as like a major, keys in major.
Hey, don't be knocking the major keys. They can sound very sad.
Oh, yeah. I use them a lot. Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah,
still
actually.
Still make it sound sad.
you do that very brilliantly.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look at that. Support. You hear that, listeners?
We're a big support group in this.
This is what positivity sounds like.
It helps if you're actually good.
Yeah, that's the rub, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Every band deserves to have a good hard look at themselves, and I've had to do that over the years. I look back on stuff that I've released before and just recoiled, like, oh no.
Yeah, that was me with Prelude.
That got put out there and people listened to it.
You know what, though? It got out there and people liked it, probably, because you wouldn't be where you are if they didn't. And that's what I kind of had to realize with Era Nocturna is, like, I listen to all the old stuff and I think, like, God, this was awful. But people encouraged me back then to keep going, even though I think it's crap. They felt something for it, and it made me continue. So obviously I'm here because of those crappy songs that someone actually liked enough to encourage me with. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And, well, a lot of people are... Part of the reason I like to extol the fans, as I do, is that you could be doing so many things else with your time. There's more bands out there than there are people walking the earth. So to you to devote even like a couple minutes to checking out Era Nocturna, Frost of Doom, or Black Soul Seraphim would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's nothing short of miraculous.
And you
at this
can
point.
Do that very easily in one place by coming to the jungle on February 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because tickets are possibly available?
Tickets are available.
Cool. Tickets are available.
Yep. You can find them on Facebook. Actually, no. I think it's at the door. I think it's a door thing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's tickets.
You can
pay at the door. Just show up and come check us out on February 20th at the Jungle in Somerville.
Very cool place.
No, this is how you get people. Repetition.
Yeah, that's right. Say it three times.
Because they'll remember. Who was that band that just could not shut up about the Jungle? Hey, let's go to the jungle.
Exactly.
Well, that's how people get convinced of things, just proof by repetition.
Well, yeah. I mean,
no logic.
When I worked sales, that's what they said. Except three refusals, then you stop. But you still got that three. So I said it three times.
I love refusing pushy salespeople.
Yes, you do.
I just like to pretend I don't speak English because I speak enough German that I can pretend it. And sometimes I pretend I'm deaf.
Well.
Which is probably going to be really bad because that'll happen to me. Like, karma's going to come back and I'm going to, like, lose my hearing.
Just drop some F-bombs on them. Works like a charm.
Always wear earplugs at
you. I go with F off. I recently yelled, get F'd.
Careful. You're treading.
Get careful.
Yeah, get careful.
Get careful.
That could be effective.
What F word were you thinking? I was thinking of...
Fun?
Yeah.
Get fun.
Get funned.
Yeah.
Creative cursing with Morte McAdover. WMFO.
Yes.
Get fooled.
Get fooled. Get clowned. See? In fact, I think you could actually deliver some insults in a wholesome way. But just somehow sound meaner.
I guess so, yeah.
Listen, you nincompoop.
You scallywag.
Yeah. quit being such a rapscallion. Your rambunctiousness will not be tolerated.
Just like Victorian insults at people.
Oh, if you go in Victorian, can you say, like, stop being such a boob?
You say boob? Well,
sure.
I already did.
It just means a bumbling fool.
Nincompoop. That's like it. That one.
That's another one. You bumbling fool. So, yeah.
So, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah. Yeah, anything piquing your curiosity?
Tone him down.
So, what are you wearing?
Clothes.
I'm dressed for a job interview. Right
I'm wearing a shirt that says "You can't sit with us."
Mm-hmm. That's very goth.
Yeah,
it is. That movie was Mean Girls was way more goth than I think it meant to be.
Yeah. Why are you so obsessed with me?
Yep. I'm dressed in a striped gray and red suit.
It's very cool.
I'm interviewing for a job at Gothco. Mm-hmm.
Like right after this.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
They keep late hours.
It's like no time to change.
I feel terribly underdressed. I mean, I'm in my Doc Martens and my black jeans, and Allie's in a dress. He's in a suit. I'm like, dress for the job you want. I guess apparently I just want to be a punk.
I'm in a casual dress. Morte's kind of outshining everyone right here.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm hoping that people can really hear the suit. Through the microphone.
Hear it.
Like there's something
fabric.
There's something distinguished about that man. As if he is
wearing. I like the way you look.
As if he's wearing a red color with a crimson tie. He surely must have a vermilion temperament.
This is what we put up with. It's nice.
Although I'm sitting and relaxed and quite comfortable, I also figure that I'm on a stage. There's this invisible crowd watching us, typing hateful and hurtful comments, and I got to keep those jackals entertained.
No.
But
okay. I'm going to go onto my Facebook tomorrow, and it's going to be like, you guys are stupid.
No.
Like, yes, we are. And what?
Well, I mean, that's the key. Then you just say, like, yes, please tell everybody you know
how stupid we are.
How stupid Aero Nocturna is.
Yeah.
There's no bad publicity.
No, there's not. I mean, I think that's the nice thing about this band. Like, at least in this lineup, we don't take ourselves seriously at all. It's all jokes all the time.
Yeah.
I gotta give you props, Day. You have one of the thickest online skins I've ever seen. You have no filter, which is amazing.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
And you...
She's inspirational.
You just go full tilt, and
no filter Day.
And it's inspiring, to be honest with you. I just see some of the messages you get, some of the comment storms that happen. I'm like, this is incredible.
Yeah, the most recent one was me saying I didn't like to see ads about women with unshaved armpits for like those. Those, you know, companies that do like the Dollar Shave or whatever. Oh, yeah. And I just said I thought it was gross, and all of a sudden I'm getting hate mail.
Of course you will.
From these hippies, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm just saying I think it's gross. You don't want to shave, that's cool, but I just that's an example.
When I see people getting so vitriolic over just opinions like that, I find myself imagine caring that much about what another human thinks.
It's because they don't have hobbies.
Like
their life is on the internet, and they don't know how to read a book.
And they're seething with rage because they don't know how to adjust their life. And so, one thing that's like slightly annoying to them, they get like enraged.
Exactly, yeah. And it's like, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's the online anonymity effect.
Yeah,
yep. Most people will be quite cordial with you in person.
Oh, yeah.
When they're speaking, or even on the phone for that matter, when you can hear tones and inflections.
I mean, my Facebook profile is basically like my entire online presence is literally like Day versus social justice warriors. That's like,
heck yeah.
Like I'm always like, and it's not that I don't believe in a lot of what's being said. I support it. It's just I like to ask the questions of why is this important to you? If you can defend it, then we're good. Like, but if you're just doing it because it's a trend and you're following the hashtag of the week, I'm gonna call you out. Sorry. And
people are kept in a reactive state by media. That's how it is right now, because that gets views and clicks.
Well, I think they get upset because when they hear a counter opinion, they have cognitive dissonance, and then they're starting to question whether or not what they think is true.
And then suddenly you become you become a gun-toting. Let's hold on. I gotta sum up this this description here. A gun-toting
Republican,
super Jesus freak Republican,
which I'm not.
No, not even a little.
It's very extreme.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so that's what he's saying.
Because you don't like armpit hair.
No.
And how conservative can you get it?
I mean, yeah, really. But yeah, I mean, but that's really all it is.
I don't like those ads either.
No, they're gross.
They definitely do it on purpose to get the comments going.
I know.
Every woman who comments on there says the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just gross. Like,
it's marketing.
I don't need to know about your biological problems. Like, why are you showing me that you're hirsute? Like, I don't need to know
this. This is just one of the many fun aspects of Era Nocturna being who they are.
Yeah.
Day is very interactive with her fans.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely is.
I really admire that quality in her.
Oh, yeah. I'm always live casting. Mm-hmm. I always want to, like, be like, hey, this is me. I'm normal. Like, ish.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Guys, I swear I'm normal. Who says I'm not normal?
Yeah, but no, I'm always doing, like, live videos, like, just getting people involved in, like, what Era Nocturna does. I'll do, like, I was doing live video here. I was... You know, just getting people involved so that they can see, like, this is what it's like to be in a band and, you know, come hang out with me. Because, like, I can't hang out with everybody. You know, distance, time, whatever. So this is the best way to do it. It's just, hey, I'm here. Come say hello to me. And, yeah, I like to talk to people,
You've got that figured out. And, again, crazy props for that. A lot of, like, these days... I think more than ever, people are very much in their own worlds.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're isolated, but they are certainly within their circles, their social spheres, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And they kind of just stay there.
Yeah, and I want to connect people, and that's one of the things, because when I started Era Nocturna, I felt very isolated and alone, and I didn't feel like anybody understood me, and I thought, well, if I can reach one person, rock on, like, this is great.
Look at that.
And... I've reached a lot of people, and it's an honor to be able to do that and to get messages from people saying, like, hey, your song saved my life, or you get me, or whatever. Maybe I don't 100%, but if they feel that there's just at least one person in the world that understands them and that stops them from doing something horrible that they might regret, then that's worth it. Like, that's why I get up and do this every day.
It is truly inspiring.
And yeah, thank you. And like, I like... going and doing shows and seeing everybody talking and making friends with each other. And I love doing the live feeds and connecting people together. I want to, basically form connections for people and join people together. Because we're all very insular and isolated now. The community that we used to have in the 90s and the early 2000s is gone. And everybody's just in their own little space. And I want to bring that back, like the old school, like everybody going out to shows and hanging out and being friends and, you know, on the message boards communicating instead of just posting on a wall in an echo chamber and no one's really there listening. I want people to know there's someone out there that gives a damn.
That's why everybody needs to go to the jungle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Come out to the jungle.
February 20th.
February 20th.
Because all good conversations are had in a jungle.
Yeah.
Starts early too, I think. Yeah. Start at 8:30.
Oh my gosh.
So it's an early show.
Shows.
Get there early.
And it's the day before my birthday,
yeah,
so
come
out and come give me hugs. I give free hugs.
Well, now you gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Big hugger.
All shows need to start 5 hours earlier than they do.
Or how about at least start when they say they're gonna start?
I'm definitely.
That'd be something.
And I'm definitely exaggerating, but my goodness.
I don't know about that, though, because I sleep pretty darn late.
Oh, that's fine. So you wake up at 5 p.m., go to a show that starts at like 6:30 or 7, show gets out at 10.
But if everybody I wake up at 5, it takes me an hour to get ready.
Then go to sleep with your makeup on.
And then I'll come out looking like Courtney Love, actually. That could work.
And no one will complain.
No.
Yep.
You're like, oh, she's bringing the Courtney Love look back. And you'll
always.
Be and you'll be a trendsetter. You'll get more followers, make more album sales.
Well,
everybody wins.
It's happening right now. I mean, my makeup is migrating like down my face because I didn't set my concealer before I came.
I have super long eyelashes, so that happens to me a lot.
I know. It's actually I was kind of admiring them from here. I'm jealous, man. Like, you don't even need a curler.
I've heard.
It's like Venus flytrap.
I once saw somebody made a post like, ladies, what annoys you most about men? And a common answer was they have incredible eyelashes and don't even care.
Yes. That, I always find that with guys, though. They always have, like, these beautiful eyelashes, and I'm sitting here like, I need extensions. It's not fair.
But yes, we got off on a tangent, but it does sweep my, it sweeps my guy liner everywhere. By the time I get home, like, okay, I looked like this all night. Awesome.
Yeah. I left the house like this. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why guys don't bother with it most of the time.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think you look swell.
Thank you. And you're too kind.
And I'm sure our listeners can appreciate the makeup work that went into this, too.
Mm.
But I kind of just dressed up as if I was going to go on stage. That was my mentality in putting on this nice blazer with the big shoulder pads so I can feel like a business goth.
I was not about to be putting a corset on for this.
You could put on a nice men's three-piece suit and look awesome.
Mm. Intriguing proposition.
Throwing it out there.
Maybe we should all wear a three-piece suit in one of these shows.
I would be very interested to see you in one, my dear.
Grace Jones that, man. Grace Jones.
Or even a nice pencil skirt.
Yeah, I was just going to say, does a skirt suit count?
Mm-hmm.
I'd do that.
Sure.
I'd count that.
Powerful. Powerful.
I suppose that's if you want to go for the corporate look for Air Nocturna.
No.
Okay, that's settled then.
That was quick.
No, we're... No.
If you want to... No.
Nine.
No mas.
Magus niche.
Well, you do let me dress in other shiny, outrageous outfits
yep,
on stage, so
he
cheers
does
to that.
Yep, he does do the...
I've seen that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
What is it, vinyl or rubber?
It's rubber.
Yeah, he dresses in rubber.
I deal in rubber.
I don't know how you don't sweat to death.
www.glossferatu.com for all your rubber needs. I'm your American rubber supplier.
Yep. And it's on my bass guitar, too.
Ah, that's so sweet.
We don't make clothes, but we sell the items to make the clothes.
We supply the material to people who do make the clothes.
Or the gloves, or the socks, or the hair pieces.
Rubber socks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's done.
Oh, good God.
Or the masks.
If you can think of it, if you can think of the kind of clothing, it's probably been done in rubber.
Or the duckies.
I've done the rubber outfit.
Chickens.
These two put me in a rubber dress for a photo shoot for Frost of Doom.
And you looked magnificent.
It was in the middle of the summertime. And we know what happens when rubber and wet skin try to get together. It's all friction.
Yeah, you look great. That's what happens.
Yeah, and it was horrible because then when they took it off me, because it took two of them to get the thing off me because it was stuck to me. Mm-hmm. And I had a rash the next day, but he had to like lube down the dress. And it was obscene.
That's the price.
makes you work for it, but
price,
it's worth it.
The price of beauty is obscene, my friend.
Don't I know it.
And the price of obscenity is beauty.
It all loops back. That's the thing, though. If you're going on stage in front of people, this is something I remember learning from my chorus teacher, and I really ought to practice it more often. Anytime you're going on stage, just look like you're really trying, like you spent a good amount of time getting into your outfit. I want to try to practice that more.
That's why I wear corsets.
Because I remember being so irritated by seeing bands, like especially even like famous metal bands. I'm expecting like this cool, grim, gothic look from some bands, and they come out on these like jeans and t-shirts, and I'm like, and I'm just thinking, I'm dying.
The sight of this is
killing me right now.
I just saw this outside. Like I came in here to see the same thing that's
like,
outside.
I want a performance, darn it! Like, come on, they don't do this. It's very disappointing.
Hence why I push for outrageous rubber outfits.
Yeah. No, I do the corsets and, you know, backcomb my hair. And
shout out to Fee Lion, by the way.
Who is?
Oh, yeah. She's a great electronic artist from Chicago. That everything is rubberized. Even her synth is in rubber. It's fantastic.
Hero.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm allergic to it. No, I'm not. But
you weren't. I was like, you are not.
You'd like
Fee
Lion.
Well, I did get a rash. Don't be fibbing. I got a rash, so I am allergic to latex.
Probably just allergic to the friction that happened.
It was,
I'm allergic to all friction. That's why I'm non-confrontational.
Aren't we all?
If you had an allergy, you would have broken out in hives immediately or had an immediate reaction.
No. I am definitely not allergic to confrontation. We know this.
Nice.
I will embrace it. Bring it.
That's what I like about you. Yeah. I'm super introverted. I'm going to release my music in the
next time. We have 1 minute left, so let's remind people of the Jungle Show.
So come out to the Jungle February 20th at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Give me a hug. Show starts at 8:30.
Show starts at 8:30. It's the day before my birthday. Come hug me.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, in case we forgot to mention, The Jungle, February 20th, 8:30.
Ellie, your turn.
Come see us at The Jungle. Arrive at 8, because it starts at 8:30.
And do your homework. Frost of Doom, Era Nocturna, and Black Soul Seraphim. Mm. So you can come and know the lyrics and sing with us and make us feel awkward.
Yeah. Thank you for
listening.
Thanks for having us on. Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. This has been On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.